our brother, our own brother, Edward Saunders IV, is now a published author. I heard the books have arrived and they will be in the fellowship hall after service, where you can see them and feel them and get to see what they are like. About the book, I'll read a description. While growing up, it's important for children to contemplate what is impossible and then create what is to come. Yet because of growing dependency on technology, it is often difficult to tell what is real and distinguish between right and wrong. Thankfully, there are ways to build an unbreakable family bond, communicate in positive ways, and strengthen morals while finding our way in life. In thought-provoking devotional, Edward Hogan Saunders IV shares 100 rhyming short stories intended to inspire family communication, children creativity, and spiritual enlightenment. His writings touch on the importance of everyday chores, basic hygiene, and much more while inspiring youth to plan for the future, discuss the differences between right and wrong within their own family, and find common ground that focuses on unconditional love, not confusion, pain, and secrets. Children are encouraged to read and react to the stories, document their feelings through written reflections and original artwork, remember that God made them special, and then contemplate what might be their amazing contribution to the world. I'm Blind, which is an acronym for Being Led in New Directions. It is an interactive devotional that shares short stories for children and parents to read together to establish strong family bonds, identify and reinforce values, and stimulate positive conversations. Edward Hogan Saunders IV is a child of God, devoted husband, and father who wants to enlighten others about the beauty of the Lord, help them choose better, and assist families in reestablishing lines of communication. Genesis 22 and 18 says, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." Congratulations on your published book, and I hope everyone will take a look at it after service. Also, I'll send this out because there's also a link that's attached to this and all the information. I'll send an email out to everyone. John 8:31 through 33 says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" That'll be all the announcements I have for today. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his peace settle you, and everyone have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you, my beautiful young lady. Amen. God bless you. And getting back to Edward, that I declare he told me 206 pages in this book, and it's only $29.99 that says $30 for a book that size. Usually, the books maybe 50 some pages sell for $20. So I'm going to ask my dear special lady Arlene to write him a check for. I want three for myself. I've got three persons I want to give to. And Arlene, be willing to write a check. I don't know who to write it to. I guess it's Edward Saunders that want to write it to, I guess. But anyway, just write me a check out of my personal account for $90, and we'll go on from there. And certainly stop over Apple to take a look. According to what I heard, it's something to see, really. Cause see, those of you don't, that sight you can see, you most of the time you put your pin on you. But when those of us that blind or or whatever you want to call us, we totally depend on God. And to read this book is actually going to be amazed to see what the Lord had done through that young man and his beautiful wife. She put me in mind of so much of Vernell, how she supported him. And that's making me love her more. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. But we are so happy to have him to, because I've been thinking about that myself, but I was told Danielle, I don't know why she don't finish the book that Vernell started, and it include me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And I hope she'll take that up. But anyway, you're going to be amazed to go over there and take a look at that book that he wrote. I mean, it's absolutely something else. I tell you that. You go, it's really unbelievable to those of you that can see and see what the Lord had done through that young man that can't see. What he had, the same eye disease that I have. And of course he not totally blind like I am, but just the ideal. If you see it, I ain't go no further because it's preaching time almost. But anyway, we thank you so much for Edward and those that's going to take a look at it. Amen. All right, praying time, those that desire prayer.